Enjoy the experience of a lifetime at high luxury cruise ships. The number one cruise ship destination that goes from Florida to, honestly, wherever you want. Will literally take you anywhere. Just please buy a ticket. High luxury cruise ships.
From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is the Daily 2. After the colonial pipeline was shut down, the country has grown increasingly aware of the threat of cyber attacks. Russian hacker gangs have even started assisting other hackers to use their ransomware. Today, an interview with comedian Bill Burr on what he thinks of these attacks. It's Tuesday, June 8th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would leave food in the fridge for months at a time, but today also chose to cover the recent spate of cyber attacks. Here to give us his thoughts, comedian Bill Burr.
Jesus, did you just use the word spate? God, this is how I know I'm on a hoity-toity news podcast. Is this like an NPR ripoff? Just say a lot, like normal people. There have been a lot of attacks.
Okay, yes, there have been a lot of them. The most notable recent attack was on the Colonial Pipeline. What did you think of that?
Oh, dude, it was chaos. I loved it, right? All of these East Coasters started hoarding gas. Like, what is that going to accomplish, people, right? You think when this country self-destructs, it's up in flames, you're going to be able to drive away from the chaos because you had some extra gas? No. You're going to be able to go 25 miles. You're going to have to pull off. What are you going to do? Live in the woods, right? You're suddenly going to learn how to live off land. You spent 35 years in front of the TV, playing video games. You got arthritis. You're suddenly going to hunt for food. No, you're going to die in 8 hours from a mosquito bite. Brutal.
Mm. Well, Silicon Valley releases software very quickly to get it out to the market, and this often leaves the companies that adopt that software vulnerable. So are you concerned about more attacks from these hacker gangs?
Are we doing this, right? We're calling these guys gangs, all right? That's a little too much credit. Gangs are the Bloods and the Crips, right? They come up to you like a man. They take your stuff. They give you a shank, right? They hold a gun to your neck. And if you're white, they scare the hell out of you. All right. No, I'm not supposed to say anything about white. Everyone's triggered. Sorry. But these hackers aren't a gang, all right? It's just a bunch of nerds who couldn't get laid, who don't play sports, can't make eye contact, all right? They're not a gang. They're Comic-Con freaks. I'm not scared of them.
Well, we didn't really used to see attacks like this. Then, in 2017, some of the NSA's own hacking tools were leaked, and those very tools were then used by North Korea and Russia. The Russian incident itself caused $10 billion in damage and made hackers realize how much they could make by exploiting these vulnerabilities. So, does the American government play some role in this?
All right, look, got what was to us, right? What did America think was going to happen? We just build all these hacking tools and nobody was going to find out. Ah, this is like sports 101. Once you start using a play that works, right, the other team learns about it and they do it too. No, that's the problem with the NSA, right? They're all freaking nerds. If they just stop watching anime or whatever they're watching for 1 second, they turned on a game, right? Cracked a beer, you know, put their arm around a gal. They'd have seen it coming. Brutal.
So how would you stop these hackers?
I don't know. You know, I would give these kids some fun, right? They've never seen skin above an ankle. You know what I mean? I would put them all on a cruise ship, just fill it with strippers and booze, maybe a little cocaine, right? And just show them a good time. They'd come off and they'd be like, what about, you know, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't remember it, right? They would just get a girlfriend. They'd be focused on being a man. That's the problem. There's no men left.
Bill, what about the steps individuals should take? For example, in the case of the Colonial Pipeline attack, it wasn't even that sophisticated. It happened because an employee had an inactive old account whose password got stolen, and the employee hadn't turned on two-factor authentication.
I mean, Jesus. You expect people to stop doing this stuff? Have you seen people, dude? Dude, go to Walmart, right? Go to Walmart. They're just a bunch of animals, freaking animals. People can't figure out how to stop butt dialing. No, dude, I was on a Zoom call before this with a buddy. He's talking to me on mute for 20 minutes. It's like, we've been in a pandemic for over a year and you can't figure that out. And now you want him to remember to change his password? People don't even change their pants.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right, brutal.
Here at Facebook, we take privacy very seriously because what's important to you is important to us. Like Kathy Chen, age 41, of Trenton, New Jersey. We want her to feel safe, whether she's logging on from her home, 58 Westwood Lane, or the home of Mark Bryant, the coworker she's having an affair with. And we'd never let hackers access her social security number. 024-578-9990 is safe with us. To find out what else we're doing to protect your data, go to facebook.com/data and log in with your name and ATM PIN. For example, 2874, which is Kathy's.
Before the break, Bill, we were talking about the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. The group that committed that attack was a group called DarkSide.
You know what I love about these groups, right? They're always claiming to be good guys. They're always like, oh, we're just robbing the rich. We're robbing the rich and giving to the poor. Yeah, we're not evil. Yeah, then why'd you call yourself the dark side, right? If I was starting a group to help students, I wouldn't call it pedo friends, right? Oh, I'm saving kids from pedophiles. Come to the pedo group. Now call yourselves like the Beach Boys or something, you know, like those guys from the 50s who used to sing, right? They're castrated. Oh, I gotta fuck. Right? You know what I mean? Call yourselves the Beach Boys.
I got a little bit lost in the train of thought, but I do agree. The dark side claims to be good. They claim to only attack big corporations, but then they even attacked a publishing company that works mainly in primary school education.
Yeah, here we go. The virtue signal. Get off your high horse, all right? You're not making the world a better place. You're a thief with a computer with no social skills. You want to get back at the world because some girl rejected you or whatever, right? Because you're 5'2"? That's fine. Good for you. To be honest, it's just like those influencers, you know what I mean? They post about social causes. I really care about Black lives. I'm tweeting about Black lives from my summer house in the Hamptons. Also buy my makeup. It's $7,000. Get over yourselves. Freaking brutal.
What about Russia?
They
have provided safe haven for these cyber criminals as long as they don't attack Russian companies. And it seems like the hackers actually include code in their malware to avoid computers that are displayed in the Russian language.
You know what I love about Putin? That guy's got a great name, Putin, right? He's not even pretending he's not evil. It's like he thinks Ivan Drago was the hero in Rocky IV. Someone's got to tell that guy, like, dude, that movie's been over for a while. We've moved on to a Black Rocky.
If Russia continues to work with groups like DarkSide, it feels like America could face many future attacks with little hopes for attaining justice.
Look, we're screwed no matter what, all right? I mean, things are brutal. They're freaking brutal. I'm coming. I'm doing a podcast. Shut up. Sorry. You know what? My wife's brutal too, right? Can't get 5 seconds alone. The world is overpopulated, bro, all right? California's on fire. The fish in the sea are getting choked out by plastic. Forget about cyber attacks. We need less people. And that's going to solve everything. Our only hope is that there's another wave of this pandemic and we end up with a lot less people and a lot less Russians and a lot less of these young white girls with vocal fry, right? Give me a third wave or a fourth wave and I'm good, baby.
Thanks, Bill. We'll be right back.
I'm coming. Jesus. I'm coming. I do all the work. Who paid for this house? Brutal.
Did Quicken Loans deny your mortgage? Hi, I'm Tommy. No last name needed. I'm the creator of Quicker Loans. I'll lend you the money. No paperwork needed. I mean, we just shake hands the way it used to be. You pay me back, we're good. You don't pay me back, I mean, why would you not do that? I mean, it makes me worry about you. Are you all right? Am I going to have to come by the house, check on you and your family, see if everybody's okay in the middle of the night? So if you need some cash, come to my office. I'm located in the back booth of the Papa John's in Hoboken. Not the good one, the bad Papa John's.
Here's what else you need to know today. A report revealed Jeff Bezos paid 0.98% in federal income tax between 2014 and 2018. Bezos says that he was shocked since he thought he was paying nothing. Today's guest was comedian Tyler Fisher. Follow him on social media. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.